Hello mga katambay, we're still in the series or sa kwentuhan tungkol sa pag-ibig. At dahil nga tayo ay nasa Feb-ibig pa rin, no? February pa rin po, ito pa rin ang tema natin. And today, we will be talking about letting go. That it should be something that we need to realize na importante rin. It's really to let go, but it's not just letting go ang ating pagkukwentuhan ngayon, but also making room for something new sa puso mo. Make room, no? Pagkwentuhan pa natin to katambay sa episode na ito, and my prayer is that may this empower you so that you could make room for blessings, for the new things, or even the new person that will come to your life. So listen to this. God bless you. We are now in the month of Feb-ibig at ang mga kwentuhan natin dito ay nire-relate natin sa pag-ibig. Okay, yun yung nagiging tema natin dito sa ating tambayan. Pero, syempre, we're not going away sa objective natin ng podcast po natin na personality development and growth. Gaya nga ng mga nakaraang episodes natin, we talk about self-love. If you could remember, sa simula nung weekend ng February, yan yung topic natin. And last Sunday, we talk about attracting the right one by being the right one. At ngayon naman, perfect lang na we get to talk about, okay, love pa rin, pero aligned with the season of Lent na. Kaya naman sa episode pong ito, we will talk about letting go and making room. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa ating Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other platforms na pinakikinggan mo pa ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. Now, madalas po nating nadidinig yung let go. Maring may nag-comment sa atin, nabasa natin, let go, leave behind. Pero do we really understand na bakit nga ba ito importante? Do we really understand bakit natin talaga siya kailangang gawin? Or there are people na ginawa ng team ng buhay nila yung nakaraan nila. Yung iba naman ay they press the loop button sa buhay nila. Kaya naman, alam niyo yun, paulit-ulit na lang ang mga ganap. Or on repeat ang mga nangyayari sa buhay nila kahit itong mga pangyayari or sitwasyon na ito ay hindi kaaya-aya. Yung iba naman ay, alam nyo, parang naka-anchor na sa nakaraan, sa past ng kanilang buhay. Yung iba naman ay nagmamaneho nga pero mas nakafocus sa rearview mirror kesa sa nakaharap. Nakaharap sa kanyang destinasyon. You know what? One thing I realized, mga katambay, when we tend to hold on to the past, you can never enjoy the blessing na nakaraan para sa iyo, para sa iyong future, para sa iyong buhay. Kaya naman, in life, we should also learn to let go. Another realization ko, katambay, ay sa tingin ko po, ay kaya ang mga tao ay ayaw or takot mag-let go, well, this is my opinion, ay dahil takot sila dun sa season of emptiness na tinatawag ko. Kasi when we let go, we think na tayo ay mawawalan. Na tayo ay maaalisan. Kasi we feel that may nababawas. Diba? May mawawala, may maalis when we let go. Pero, listen to this, katambay, ha? when you let go, I believe that you don't actually experience the season of emptiness, but the season of opportunity. Opportunity saan, Coach Lep? Opportunity for growth. Opportunity for development. Opportunity for going beyond. Opportunity for the blessing na nakalaan para sa iyo, gaya ng sinabi ko kanina. Opportunity for the learnings, for new people, for the next chapter of your story. So hindi siya season that you will feel stuck dapat. But it's a season na para bang, alam mo yung eroplano kapag binitawan na, binato tas binitawan na, lilipad na. Ganun dapat tayo. Ganun dapat ang maging bagong perspective natin as we talk about letting go. Kaya naman katambay, make room. Make room. Can you say that? Make room. Now, paano? How do we do that? When we let go, what do we do? Ganito katambay ha. I need you to focus on, yung pinaulit-ulit ko sa iyo, no? Make room. I need you to focus on that message. Make room. That when you let go, you make room. Alright? Make room for what? Of course, you make room for what is new. Okay? Last year, I shared a message about how you can overcome bad habits. Pwede nyo pong balikan yan dito sa podcast ko po. Okay? Sa talk. Last year kasi nag-focus ako sa team na bad habits, and this year it's really more about guiding you, katambay, about guidance. Yun ngayon ang tema natin, all right? So I talk about overcoming bad habits, and sabi ko doon na you really need to replace it with something new. Yung bad habit mo kailangang paltan mo ng something new. Replace it with a good one, of course, all right? Mahirap kasi yung alam mo yun, magde-decide ka na lang. You will decide na hihinto ko na to, no? Pero wala kang ipapalit. Alam mo, ang hirap niyan. Mas magiging challenging yan. I'm not saying na hindi posible, okay? But it's difficult kasi may tendency na maaaring bumalik ka pa na yan dun sa lumang habit mo. So, kaya sinasuggest ko na you need to replace it with a new habit, a good habit, alright? So, ganun din po. When you let go yung mga bagay na dapat mo nang iwan, when you let go of the pains, mga sakit in the past, when you let go of the people na nakasakit sa'yo, when you let go of the failures that you'd experience, you need to let them go, and you make room for the new ones. Okay? So one more time, make room. Okay? I hope malinaw yan. I hope na-establish natin yan. So as we talk about, make room for what naman? Make room, okay, I'll let go. Pero ano yung mga ipapalit ko? I got 8 tips, katambay, na pwede mong ipalit para hindi mo tuluyang maramdaman yung emptiness. Alright? And I pray that sa 8 ibibigay ko, makatulong ito sa'yo. But before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazie here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, so after you listen to this episode, I encourage you to listen to them, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Now, let's continue. Ano naman ang ating pwedeng ipalit? new ones, good ones, na ipapalit as we make room, as we let go? Well, first is new goals. Maaaring may mga bagay that did not work. May mga target na hindi pala dapat. Okay? So, it's okay na mag-reset. It's okay na mag-evaluate ka uli. It's okay na, alam mo yun, check mo yung goals na ginagawa mo, tinatarget mo. Kasi baka kailangan mong itweak. Kasi baka kailangan mong i-upgrade. Kasi baka kailangan mong, alam mo yun, may i-adjust. Baka may dapat kang ayusin, baka may dapat kang baguhin. Okay? So, check it, evaluate, reflect. Alright? Now, ito naman yung mahirap. Kunyari, you're letting go of a person and you want to make room for the new. The thing is, maaaring nagsama kayo tapos sa pagsasama nyo, nag-set kayo ng goal yung dalawa, tapos things did not work. So, ang tendency ngayon, paano ka? Hindi naman pwedeng wala kang pangarap sa buhay, di ba? So, what you need to do is again, set a goal. Na kahit ikaw. Alright? Set a new destination. Kailangan din yan para preoccupied ang utak mo at ang puso mo. Okay? Again, not emptiness. Di ba? So, that's the key word. Kailangan preoccupied. So, set a new goal. Kung nag-fail ka naman, you need to move on. Let go of that failure. Learn from it and then set a new one. And paulit-ulit ko rin sinasabi ito sa aking podcast, don't be afraid to try again. Alright? So, think about it. Change the process. Go for it. Set that goal. Alright? Another. As we let go, ano pang pwede natin gawin to make room for the new one? What's the new thing that we could do is be more grateful that nawa ito yung maging bagong, alam mo yun, ugali mo, attitude mo, habit mo, to really see the blessing every day that indeed you are blessed. Ang ganda nito, Katambay. That your heart won't feel any emptiness talaga kasi lagi mong pinupuno ng thankfulness, gratefulness. Alam mo yun? Naniniwala kasi ako na ang taong mapagpasalamat or grateful ay blessing magnet. So, just imagine starting again, making room for the new you. And you're being grateful with everything, I think this is going to be a good start. As you make room for the new one, for the new you. Okay? So, pause for a while. Think about one thing na gusto mong ipagpasalamat. Do it now. One thing na gusto mong ipagpasalamat. Okay? So, do that, Katambay. Every night, if you want, you could put it in the journal, write down 3 to 5 things that has blessed you or you're grateful na nangyari or na-experience mo or na-achieve mo or nabalitaan mo. Di ba? Do that. Okay? Let's move on. Number 3. Something related to new goals is you could commit to a new hobby. Okay? Bagong pagkakaabalahan. Maybe it's basketball. Maybe it's sports. It's up to you. Badminton, bowling. Again, something that will preoccupy your mind and your heart. And at the same time, kaya ako sinabing commit to a new hobby. Because at the end of the day, what you want to experience is to be happy. You don't want na, alam mo yun, maging malungkot na lang palagi. But hey, I'm not saying na you cover it up, ha? I'm not saying na kapag let go, make room for a new one. Ibig sabihin, bawal maging malungkot. Hindi. Part ng proseso ng pagle-let go is yung grieving. you will grieve, but what I'm saying here is, hindi namang kailangan palagi ka nalang nag-grieve. Kaya nga you're making room, di ba? Unti-unti, may proseso. Yun ang ibig ko pong sabihin dito, alright? So, commit to a new hobby. Katambay, ano yun? It's up to you. What is it, the new things that you want to do? Pero gawin mong consistent yan, alright? Yung hobby na yan. Another, number four, bonding with friends. Bond with friends. Have time. Enjoy. Laugh with them. Go out. Travel. Okay? So, again, you're filling up your love tank. Okay? Dahil again, emptiness, letting go is not a season of emptiness. Okay? Number five, self-care. Napaka-importante. May mga kakilala ako, or actually, hindi na ako mag-iisip ng kakilala. Ako na lang. Back then, when I experienced to be heartbroken, no? Sakit. Ang masama doon, pinabayaan ko yung sarili ko. Talagang hindi ako nagpagupit, hindi ako nag-aayos, kahit ano na lang masuot kong damit. Kung magsusot naman ako ng damit, lahat kulay itim. So parang alam mo yun, parang pinabayaan ko yung sarili ko. Inom dito, yosi dito, pahikaw pa ako noon. Alam mo yun? So kung ano-anong ginawa kong pagpapabaya sa sarili ko. And all the more that I do that, it does not help. Kasi parang yung pagmamahal na dapat binibigay ko sa sarili ko, kumbaga, para nga sa akin, napakiramdam ko, nawala na ako ng tawag dito, magmamahal sa akin, tapos hindi ko pa mamahalin yung sarili ko. Ay, di ba parang kinawawa ko naman lagi, lalo yung sarili ko. So, practice self-care after grieving, alam nyo yun, and after looking at the mirror, and after loved ones supporting me to cope up with the hurt, alam nyo yun, na-realize ko, oo nga, ano bang ginagawa ko sa sarili ko? Ba't ko pinapabayaan ang sarili ko? Yun ang right word. Huwag mong pabayaan ang sarili mo. So, practice self-care pa rin, ano, katambay. Alright? Ano pa? Number six. Help out in the community. That's a good thing to do. That after experiencing something hurtful, painful, mga mistakes, mga failures, maybe one thing that you could do to make room, to let go and make room for something beautiful or something good is being a blessing to others. Helping out, reaching out. Maybe you want to, tawag dito, organize a food drive. Yung tipong magpre-prepare lang kayo ng mga sandwiches. And then kung sinong makakasalubong mong, tawag dito, people that are in need, people that are hungry, mamimigay ka. Alam mo yun, ito ang buhay. Magkakaroon ka ng sense of fulfillment dito. That inner joy as well, no? Na hindi mo mako-compare. So, it's going to help a lot with the healing dun sa mga sakit na naramdaman mo. But again, in the process, this is making room for the new you. Diba? Second to the last, growth. Make room for growth. That as you let go, make room to pursue and learn things na kailangan mo. Bakit nag-fail? You need to let go of that, but don't miss the lesson. Don't miss also the guidance of people that will teach you why ka nag-fail. Alright? So you let go of the failure, but you gain. Sabi ko nina, di ba? Opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's a teacher at that moment. Tinuturuan ka. Alright? So don't miss that. So make room for that. Make room for growth. So ito, lagi ko rin sinasabi dito sa podcast natin. Look for mentors. Look for people that are already there sa mga pinapangarap mo. Okay? Big help yan sa'yo. Big boost yan sa'yo as you make room for new and let go. And of course, last, what I want to share is you make room for prayer time. That at the end of the day, naniniwala ako that God is the only one who could really make you complete, who could complete you. God is the one who could really heal you. That, ang ganda nung isang post na nakita ko sa district builder ko si Brother Alvin Barcelona. Sabi niya doon that most people say that time heals wound, but for me, I believe that love heals wound. Ganda nun. Love heals wound. And when we talk about love, love is God, di ba? God is love. So God heals wound. So as you let go and you need healing, you need to move on, you need to make room for the new. And one good thing that you need to make room for is a prayer time, prayer life, a prayerful you. All right? So this time you include God. Okay? So have time for prayer. And gaya na sinabi ko kanina sa introduction ko, that sa tingin ko hindi aksidenteng ang February ay nandoon din ang Lent. I remember nga, if I could recall it right, na meron pang year na ang Lent ay parang Feb 14. So araw ng pag-ibig, and actually that's Lent. So I'm going to use my preacher's hat ngayon, because as we talk about love, love is actually Lent, na kung saan our beloved Jesus, our King, our Lord, He really gave up His life for us. And as you talk about letting go of the past, letting go of maybe your sins, your mistakes, your wrongdoings, you make room for Jesus in your life. You make room for the King. And take note that He's still the provider. He's still the mighty one. He's still that one who will never leave you behind, na hindi ka iiwan. Okay? So, very timely yung topic natin ngayon. Yes, we're still in the theme of pag-ibig. Dahil nga sa February pa rin po tayo. And I think this is the last, no? The last weekend ng February natin. So, hold on to this message, my beloved friends. Mga katambay, I hope that one way or another, this could empower you and help you to let go kung ano man ang dapat mo nang iwan. To leave behind those burdens and make room for these new things. New goals, to be grateful in committing a new hobby, to band with friends, for self-care, to be a blessing or a help in the community, for growth, and for prayer time. Tara mga katambay, dasal tayo in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, maraming salamat po for your message today. And gaya ng nabanggit namin, Jesus, we can't do this without you. So we seek your grace, we seek your help, O Lord God, so that we could let go. And also, guide us as we make room for the new me, the new us, O Lord Jesus. This is our prayer in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat katambay for your time and for listening. Please follow me sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Pakiusap ko lang po ay pakirate nyo po itong podcast ko. Okay? Big help po sa akin yan. Para marami pa tayong mga makasamang katambay dito sa ating tambayan. You could also follow me sa aking social media account, sa aking Instagram account na @tambayanwithcoachlep, sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep. And you could also email me your questions, inquiries, or you could send affirmation as well. Usap tayo sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Maraming salamat sa iyo, katambay. Thank you so much also, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.